Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the Board is expected to approve an agreement between the County and the Betty Kwan Chin Foundation for $268,000 in grant funding to be used to house eligible homeless. No money will come from the County General Fund, and it will take a 4/5 vote to approve the agreement that will go into effect through June of 2017. The money will be used by the Chin Foundation to house up to 10 homeless families at Betty's house in downtown Eureka. The supervisors will authorize Director of Public Works Tom Mattson to execute grant offers for the County Airport Improvement Program. That will mean maintenance work will be performed at the Arcata Eureka Airport, Murray Field in Eureka, and at Garberville. A total of $1.8 million in runway and taxiway maintenance and rehabilitation work will be done. The supervisors will also review the county's proposed panhandling ordinance that is partially based on ordinance recently passed by local cities. Proposed amendments to the county code would prohibit the solicitation of people who are behind the wheel of a motor vehicle, prohibit people from using median strips to solicit, or within 35 feet of a driveway accessing shopping centers, retail, and business outlets. It would also prohibit solicitation in or around public transportation vehicles or stops. The board is also expected to approve a $60,000 general fund loan for the McKay Track Community Forest. The meeting begins at 9 o'clock in Supervisor Chambers. The Sheriff's Office is investigating a burglary at the Ramones Bakery on Harrison Street in the early morning hours on Sunday. The suspect removed patio light bulbs, broke a window on the patio door, shut off electricity to the building, which also shut down the surveillance system, and then stole a safe. The suspect fled the scene in an orange-colored, small SUV-type vehicle and remains at large. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of an attempted arson at a trailer in Orrick last week and ended up arresting 38-year-old Aaron Jones Martin in connection with the arson attempt. Deputies also arrested Jones Martin's boyfriend, William Bastens, for domestic violence after they found visible wounds on Jones Martin, who had said Baston had forced her into a car and ordered her to drive to his property, even though she had moved out from that location. Both Jones Martin and Bastens were booked into county jail. The Eureka Police Department has released the burglary stats for the month of April and provided some details about how and when those 14 break-ins occurred. Police report that 3 burglaries occurred at houses where the resident was gone for a weekend or longer, and 2 took place while the residents were in the process of moving. 7 break-ins happened during the daylight hours, with 4 having occurred on a Saturday. In 8 of the incidents, the thieves made entry through a side or rear window, and 5 times a rock or other tool was used to force entry. 3 burglaries occurred while the residents were in the house, and 3 others occurred when the burglars found an unlocked door or an open window. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In mid-March, the Eureka City Council voted to approve the deadline that came and went yesterday for the campers who had been camping in the Palco Marsh to vacate the premises. Eureka Police, Public Works, Fire, Medical, and both City and County Social Services were in the marsh yesterday as the operation to clear out the campsites began. City Manager Greg Sparks said the upcoming construction, crime, and insurance concerns were the driving force behind the operation.
We've got a trail that's going... Trail construction is going to be running from Truesdale to Foot of Del Norte. That's the Phase A of the Waterfront Trail, connects to the Hickshari Trail. Looking for that to be under construction about mid-May.
The city paid out a $400,000 settlement to Kathleen Anderson, who was allegedly injured on the city's property in the area around the old drying sheds. Sparks said that in the weeks leading up to this operation, the homeless have been offered a wide variety of services.
We've had service fairs that have been going on down there every month. Those have been increased to weekly. We're working with DHHS in terms of where can they get housed. So we've used that process to get people into the MAC, and then from the MAC into more permanent supportive housing. DHHS, through their own programs, even outside the MAC, have been housing, getting people housed.
Police and support services will be back out in the marsh today, and a second service fair to help the homeless is scheduled for later this week as well. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.